Wang Chung and everybody have fun tonight. 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning show and your coffee talk for Tuesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Waffle Iron Day, so if you own one, make some waffles and bring them to work. I'm a bit hungry. As we all continue to dive deeply back into our pre-pandemic routines, a new survey found that nearly 70% of respondents said they're excited to wear nice clothes again, return to a daily commute, chat with coworkers and friends in person, wear makeup again, and number one on the list, return to my pre-pandemic morning routine. Now, it may sound strange that people wanted to get back to their daily commute, but the survey found that people actually wanted to be able to listen to their favorite radio stations and podcast shows in the car again, and to just have that alone time. Now, what have people not missed? Well, in the survey, they say traffic, of course, also crowded stores, movie theaters, looking presentable, and at number one, small talk. Last year, it was hard to resist the urge to adopt a puppy during the pandemic, when people wanted the companionship and knew they'd be home for housebreaking. However, the training seemed to stop there, and that has led to a population of puppies with bad manners. According to the Today Show, approximately 23 million households in America adopted dogs in 2020. But now that we're all returning to work, the dogs are in desperate need of behavior modification. Pet owners are being encouraged to enroll their dogs in obedience training, but they also suggest enrichment toys and activities that keep the puppies' brains and bodies engaged. And don't forget dog walking services to let your pet out and about while you slave away to provide kibble. And a vacation weekend is coming, and according to a new survey, it's not just being on vacation that makes you happy. That joyful feeling starts about a week before you leave. 70% of people in the new survey said they get into vacation mode several days before they leave, and 10% said their vacation glow lasts up to a month after getting back from their trip. 54% said they felt lost if they didn't have a vacation to look forward to, and 70% said they need to book a vacation, quote, now more than ever. I hear that. It's Coffee Talk from Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.